KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies at 68 degrees in Atlanta. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A heat advisory will be in effect until noon today for Cass, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And in the news, seven contestants were narrowed down to four candidates in the Cass County Fair Queen competition Thursday night in Atlantic, and when all is said and done, Courtney Stevenson received the title, sash, and crown. Courtney is the daughter of Corey and Tammy Stevenson. Stevenson's a member of the Great Guys and Gals 4-H and Club and CAM FFA, and she says, while others tried to persuade her to run for queen last year, she said that she felt like she was too young at the time and needed more experience.
And then they're like, we'll do it this year. And I figured, you know, a year older, more experience. And I was like, I'll give it a shot.
And now that she's won, Courtney said she's looking forward to competing at the Iowa State Fair and possibly winning the State Fair Queen title later on next month.
I'm excited to go up to the State Fair and meet a bunch of new people and represent my county the way that it should be represented, because it's a great county fair.
Hannah Meisner was selected as the princess. Hannah is the daughter of Charlie and Deb Meisner and a member of the Griswold Clubsters 4-H Club and the Griswold FFA. And she says the process of being involved in the Queen contest was a bit nerve-wracking at times, but overall it was a lot of fun.
You know, the interviews are a little nerve-wracking, but after that I was like, I'm confident, you know, I think I did good. You just got to go in there with some confidence. You can't be too nervous, otherwise you're going to just talk yourself out of it, and you're just going to ramble on like I am doing now, and I'm just going and going.
And out of the three young men vying to become the Fair King, Tyler Christensen received the honors, while Wyatt Sogling was named Prince. Christensen, who's the son of Jeff and Shelley Christensen, also won the title of Mr. Congeniality, while Courtney Stevenson was named Miss Congeniality. The Cass County Fair continues its run through Tuesday. Today's schedule at the fair includes from 8 to 10 a.m. the beef weigh-in, at 9 the rabbit show, also at 9 the horse show. Commercial exhibits always open at 10 a.m., and at 10 a.m. there will be the 4-H exhibits as well. Later on this afternoon at 1 o'clock, the Clover Kids Animal Show. Also at today's Cass County Fair, beginning at 3 o'clock, the livestock judging. Mutton busting is this evening at 6:30, and the bull ride is tonight at 8. Authorities in Audubon County are investigating several reported incidents of theft. Several vehicles were said to have been entered at various numerous locations in Exira earlier this week. Money and personal items were removed from those vehicles. Sheriff Todd Johnson reminds persons in the area to keep their vehicles locked. He also requests anyone with information about the thefts to call the Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 712-563-2631 or Audubon County Crime Stoppers at 712-563-2234. A Crime Stoppers reward is being offered for information that leads to an arrest and conviction for the thefts. Persons calling in with tips do not need to give their names in order to be eligible for that reward. Police in Council Bluffs report one person was arrested Wednesday in connection with a robbery that occurred Saturday morning. Warrants for first-degree robbery were issued Wednesday for 21-year-old Jared Brandt and 34-year-old Misty Huff, both of Council Bluffs. Huff was arrested later that same day, while Brandt remains at large. Both are suspected of robbing two men who agreed to meet with a man after arranging for the sale of a pickup truck. When 56-year-old James Burdick and 54-year-old Robert Coates, both of Omaha, arrived at the predetermined location at around 10:40 a.m. Saturday, Brandt allegedly pointed a small-caliber revolver at the men and demanded their cell phone and cash that they brought with them to purchase the truck. Huff allegedly was armed with a crowbar. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for your help in finding Jared Brandt, who's 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighs about 270 pounds, and has short black hair. A picture of him is under the same story on our website under the news tab. He should be considered armed and dangerous, and if you have any information on Brandt's whereabout, call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4765. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday morning released details about an accident that happened Wednesday afternoon at 7th and Laurel Streets. Officials say a Swita bus driven by Dalton Christofferson of Atlantic was traveling south on Laurel at around 3:48 p.m. and had stopped at the intersection with 7th, but then proceeded to cross the street. But before the bus could completely get across the street, it was hit by an eastbound car driven by Thea Sherman of Atlantic. Jason Prescott of Atlantic, a passenger in the bus, and Sherman were transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Christofferson was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. Damage from the crash amounted to $13,500. And three people were hurt when a semi and a pickup collided Tuesday afternoon on Highway 71 in Montgomery County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 1995 Chevy 1500 pickup driven by 41-year-old Danny Runyon of Red Oak was traveling north on Highway 71 at around 4:45 p.m. A 2012 Kenworth semi driven by 41-year-old Keith Steen of Queen City, Missouri, was also traveling northbound behind the pickup when Steen tried to pass at the intersection with Highway 34. The semi clipped the left rear corner of the pickup, sending it off the road to the northeast where it entered a ditch and finally struck a tree. Before coming to rest, Runyon and two passengers in the pickup, 36-year-old Kevin Houchin and 42-year-old Robert Denny, both of Red Oak, were transported to area hospitals. Runyon and Houchin, who were wearing their seatbelts, were flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, while Denny, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department and Villisca Fire and Rescue personnel assisted at the scene. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Thelma Grandia, age 91, of Oskaloosa and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Thelma Grandia will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Oskaloosa. Bates Funeral Chapel in Oskaloosa has the arrangements. Herman Maxson, age 94, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Herman Maxson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Bear Creek Friends Church near Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Esther Nymella, age 98, of Panora, died Sunday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Esther Nymella will be on Saturday at 3:30 at the Pleasant Center Cemetery near Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. June Anderson, age 58, of Waverly and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. A cremation has taken place and no funeral services are planned for June Anderson. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family with the arrangements. And Don Erbst, age 68, of Erling, died Wednesday. Services for Don Erbst are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.